Conor Turris, congratulations. That was another good result tonight.
Good result, yeah. It's a tough game, in fairness. You know, we know they're bottom of the table, but there was never that kind of game. We probably won ahead in the first half. I think we probably maybe scraped another one in the first half, but you know, after we scored the second, we were very comfortable. But then again, they kind of did a good bit of play down. They kind of turned me in the box, but you know, good finish. You're kind of a bit on edge then at the end. You know, the last 15 minutes, but I think we still controlled it fairly well. You know, we seen the game out then just.
Yeah, and they did carry a threat up top, didn't they? There was a few times you guys were under a bit of pressure at the back. Owen Brogan put in one great challenge in the first half. You did as well. So they were threatening, weren't they?
They were definitely. I think it took us 15 or 20 minutes to come to the grips of the game in the start. They were nearly in a couple of times, you know. I don't think Lorenzo had too much to do, but, you know, they were always kind of threatening us too. So, you know, we got the grips of it then after about 20 minutes. And I think, you know, we were the better team then, you know, kind of overall. So, you know, in the end, I think we deserved to win the game. Yeah.
So you went up for that set piece, which led to the opening goal. It was one of those ones, Conor. I wasn't too sure. Were you unmarked? You didn't seem to be challenged when you headed it in.
I don't know, it was kind of awkward because they were kind of, I wasn't, but then I was marked, but I got away very easy, and I think I had nearly an easier one then in the second half. I probably should have scored two, but you know, it's one of them ones. I probably could have had a lot of better headers this year, but that one was more of an awkward, kind of bounced in over the keeper's hand, I think, so you know, you take them too. So
yeah, well listen, you're closing the gap on the teams above you. Actually move ahead of Wexford tonight because they lost. Tredy were beaten heavily as well, so like Kevin was suggesting last weekend that the playoffs aren't out of sight yet, and all of a sudden it's just 4 points off the playoffs now, Conor.
Well, that's it, you see, I think in this league, Jim, you know, if you get a couple of wins together, you get a run, you know, and the teams above you, they become very close. You know, I think the gap was nearly 10 points at one stage, you know, and UCS back down to 4 now, so you know, we've treated now next Friday, so it's a big game, but we've 8 games left. They're all 8 games in the league, and then we have the cup quarter final as well, obviously. But you know, the 8 league games are massive now, so you know, if you slip up on a couple at all, you could be back to 7 or 8 points again. So you know, next week's a big game for us, definitely.